my means according to his riches and his glory by Christ Jesus. You see, no matter how you feel right now, open your mouth and shout, I am what God says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can do what God says I can do. That's the power of a positive confession. But see, that devil wants to keep you on the negative side of life. He wants you to keep saying, I'm sick and look like I'm not going to get well. He wants you to keep saying, I'm down and look like I just can't get up. He wants you to keep saying, look like I'm out and I just can't get in. Oh, he wants you to keep saying, look like I'm going to lose everything. See, that's what he wants you to keep saying. And as long as you keep saying that, them demons are at work against you. Oh, but when you repent of your sins and say, Lord, forgive me of all of these negative confessions I've been making, and then you get your words in alignment with that word of God, and you begin to speak that word of God, that God is my Jehovah Jireh. He's my Jehovah Nisi. Listen, he's my Jehovah Rapha. He's my Al Shaddai. When you begin to make those positive confessions of faith, it calls God to move in your situation. Well, I'm going to have to finish this tonight in Bible study because I'm all out of time. But meet us tonight, 6:30 p.m., Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Hey! I will see you then.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Hallelujah. Then there is one Spirit. This one Spirit refers to the Holy Ghost, who baptized the believers into the body of Christ. Amen? Now, after we have been baptized by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit needs some place to dwell. So that's where the believers' position come in. Because the purpose of our temple is not for us to do whatever we want with it. But the purpose of that temple, our body, was there so that the Holy Spirit can come in and dwell with us so that Jesus can live in us and teach us how to live this Christian life. Amen. So we take it. We need guidance. We need direction. We need understanding. But we need help. We don't know how to walk this thing without the Spirit that lives in us to direct and lead and guide us. Amen. So that's what our temple is for. Our temple is not to get out there and do the wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. It's out there to say, God, here am I. Do what you want with me, God. If there is some cutting away in me, do it, God, so that I can live according to your will. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why Paul has reminded believers, this body ain't yours. So stop acting like you can do what you want with it. This don't belong to you. You didn't pay no price for this. Jesus died on the cross that we may have life and have it more abundantly. It belongs to him. So if it belongs to him, then there's a way we ought to walk. There's a way we ought to talk. There's a way we ought to live. And I can't stop saying there's a way we ought to love. Amen? And we look at it because he shed. We didn't shed no blood. It was his blood. that redeemed us back to God, because God didn't want us to go. God said, y'all enemies to me. And he looked all around, Vicky, and said, who can I send? I don't see nobody. Maybe if I look in the grave, ain't nobody down there either. It took one person to get us back to Jesus, to God, and that was Jesus Christ. Somebody that did not have a sin, didn't do anything. That's the only one that could do it. So here is Jesus gave up his life so that we can live. And I like it when Lord have mercy. And also Paul was referring here to the spirit of baptism, which plays a believer in the body of Christ. Now the baptism of the Holy Spirit is invisible. There is nothing about it that corresponds with to a public putting on Christ. Because you're not going to see the Spirit. See, we're so busy trying to see the Spirit working. The Spirit, you'll never see the Spirit working. Because if your lifestyle will see the Spirit, they'll see the Spirit on you. They'll see a Spirit in you. So when I get baptized and come up out the water, and I'm still acting like Bob Ren, there's something wrong with that picture. And nothing wrong with it, because we think once we get baptized, come up out of the water, we're ready to do right. Please. That's why we have to find a good church and sit up on it. Learn what does say the Lord. Amen. Amen. But the people are looking because they got to see Jesus somewhere. They not reading their Bible, I guarantee, because it was, like Sister Kevin said, it wouldn't be all this killing that's going on. So they ain't reading no Bible. So we ought to walk out with boldness and they ought to see it. And then we don't even have to tell them we're Christians, Sister Mildred. They ought to see something about us that say that she's a child of God. You ain't got to say I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and all that. Just sometimes don't have to open your mouth. Let your light, this we say, let your light so shine that men may see you and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. So it's not about you shining. That's enough. It's not about you shining. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this is a baptism also that is the baptism that is unto Jesus, just as the Israelites' baptism was unto Moses. All they is said with Moses, it said, I'm identified with under his baptism because he's my leader. So that's the same reason why we get baptized. The fact that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He the one that redeemed us. Amen. And also, it identified with us bearing. When we get under the water, it means we're bearing all our sins. All that stuff that was not like Jesus, we leave that under the water. And then we come up, Vicky, as a new creature. Old things you left down there. So I'm walking in newness. That means I'm coming up and I'm striving to be what God wants me to be. Because you realize you had to leave that under there. It's like Jesus. When he came up, when God raised him out the grave, he came up and what God did say, now, when I come up to a new creation, the old creation is over with. But what I'm beginning now is a new creation, a new beginning, a new way of doing things. That's what happened when Jesus when God raised him up. Amen. And so we are commanded. So when we go in the water, it doesn't say that we're going in the water so that we're going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. That's not what it's saying. Ephesians 5 and 18 says that be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. That means that's a continued process. It does not come when you come up out the water. I mean, you have to be study the word, pray, meditate, and then the Holy Spirit, when he sees that you are being faithful and committed to you, to him, then he'll start working on your behalf. You gotta be real. He know when we're not real. He know when we're just playing. But he said, if you just be real with me, I give you that spirit that have you being in the world, but not of the world. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, I'm a voice trying. It's okay. Then there's one God. Hallelujah. And Father. Believers know that there is one true God. For the Father of whom all things, not some things, but all things. This means that God, our Father, is the source of creator of all things. And that we, He created us for his glory and for his honor. In other words, he is the purpose or goal of our existence. Now, the oneness of believers in the family of God is evidence of this oneness that God had. For God is over all and working through all and in all. That means everything he does, he's working on our behalf. Amen. And as children in a family, just like your regular family, we have to work together on to pull things together, how to figure it out, how to get along with one another. That's the same way as in the body of Christ. If we don't figure out how to get along with one another, we're not going to be able to be in the unity that God says that we need to be in. Amen. So what we try, like I say, what we're trying to get to is to see Jesus. In these last days, nothing in the world should matter except we're trying to see Jesus. And so when he print out the four alls in verse 6, this refers to all believers, not to mankind. Amen? He was moving in his plan and his purpose. All seven components are united in the Trinity, the person of the Godhead, in connection with the church. In whom that is Christ. It is through union with Christ that we are built into the temple, a dwelling place of God. This temple is the home of the Father on earth. So we in a physical building, amen? And in the spirit realm, see how God put things in place. We're in the spirit realm, but he also gives us one inside of us, that same spirit, amen? It is the person of the Holy Spirit. And down in the church. So what God is showing us today is that those seven opponents that we need in order to keep unity in the church is first we have to get in that place of unity in order to work these seven things. Because if we don't get in unity, that means we're not be able to work those seven opponents that God has placed before us. So as I close, like I said, it's going to be more next time because, like I said, my voice. But Sister Melanie, come here. Come here. You know, we have a tendency, like I said, worry about what everybody think of us. And then, you know, sometimes we can let the devil come in and trick you. You know, the devil start planning things. That is not of God. Or even the devil may come in and say, you know, I need that position. You don't need that position. I can sing better than Sister Cabbage. That's how the devil works. But see, when there is harmony and peace, it's hard for the devil to come in. I'm not saying I'm the devil, but I'm going to get right here between these two. And what I'm saying is that, see, when peace, oh Jesus, and harmony come together. See, it's hard for this confusion to keep on. Amen. It's hard for bickering to keep on. Amen. It's hard for dishonesty to keep on. Amen. It's hard for saying you better than somebody else. See, because it's peace. Yes, Lord. Gonna keep me in line.
Yes.
Because I'm in the middle. Yes. What can I do with two people standing on each side of me that's trying to, oh God, trying to keep the peace? And here I am. Go look at Sister Jeannie over there. She is clowning today. Peace. Gotta be somebody.